add WFAN to your contacts to talk New York sports with us at 888-808-1019. Powered by Paramount Plus. Stream the NFL on CBS live on Paramount Plus.
Good morning, good morning. Inside the 1 o'clock hour on The Fan in New York. I haven't really talked about the Knicks too much yet. But young Josh was my last caller, and he mentioned the trade. And when I was talking about it last night, I was the first one on. And I saw Evan kind of overreacting about it. But I knew he would because of his stance. And WFAN is trending on Twitter, as it should be during the Subway Series. And the first thing that pops up is an Evan Roberts tweet where he writes, "I hate everyone." And I look at the picture, and it's a picture of the big board in Citi Field. And I don't think this was photoshopped. I think this was from tonight. It's, yeah, Fleek just said if it's Evan thing, it's real. And I'm like, Evan couldn't photoshop this, or like Evan's not, he's not tech savvy like that. If you heard about the Rico Bronya podcast before the last where he couldn't get the intro song to stop playing. But the question, it's the Caesars Sportsbook Bettors Box. And the question is, will there be a blockbuster deal between two New York teams during tonight's game? And then it says, sorry, Evan Roberts. Yes, no. One, I just think that was great theater with the Knicks and Nets making their first trade ever, or not ever, their first trade since 1983 during the Subway Series, right? Like, I don't know if they meant to do it on purpose. Obviously, Aaron Judge hit that grand slam right as that happened. It was great theater for New York sports fans to have all of that happen at once. And I love to see that for Evan. Evan is the man. Evan is the My Mets Bible. Afternoon, Evan, Big Show Bob from the Cadillac Club gets his name on the big screen at Yankee Stadium or at Citi Field. I don't think I've ever had my name on the big screen at Yankee Stadium. I think I did when I got married. We called in a favor to congratulate me and my wife, but not like that. They're trolling Evan on the big screen at Citi Field. So OG Anunoby is back, if you didn't hear that news a couple hours ago. And we were talking about it last night, and I was like, well, you got Mikal Bridges. You don't necessarily need OG Anunoby. I mean, Mikal Bridges is an Iron Man. He's the opposite of OG, who was hurt with the elbow, hurt with the hamstring. But I also went on to say last night that this guy risked further injury. He came back hurt and got hurt again. And I think there was unfinished business on his part. And then obviously, the business between Leon Rose and his son to get him signed, I made the analogy or the comparison. I'm like, my son is 14 months, but if I grow up and I'm doing some business with my son's going to eventually do what I say. He can push back a little bit, but ultimately the deal is going to get done. So they do get the deal done for OG Anunoby, $212.5 million for 5 years, and you get your guy that you gave up RJ and IQ for. 888-808-1019, just to mix in some Knicks conversation. Kyle is in Hoboken. Kyle, you're on The Fan.
What's going on, brother? How we doing?
Good, good. You got it.
So I absolutely love everything about the OG deal today. I hope you do, too. Curious to see what you think about what we need to do to keep Hartenstein and where you see... What are you expecting? What do you want to happen?
Oh, I don't know. Everybody's saying that iHeart is pretty much gone, and that you know, that just the money that he's going to command. Like they, I don't know. I think they're saying he's gone. But maybe if he wants to take less to be with this team because it's a championship contending team, we expect, then maybe he stays. But I think, you know, there's going to be a less of a contender that's going to offer him a lot more. And I heard different calls to C-Mac's show and even during the day today. I think there's a lot of people overvaluing him because of what they saw from this one season with Mitchell Robinson going down and him emerging.
So if he comes back, best case scenario, do you think he has a bigger hat on his head than Udonis Haslam with the Heat?
A bigger hat on his head?
Yeah.
I'm not sure what that means.
Bigger role.
He's a five. So it's like on this team that you just added Mikal Bridges to, and you have OG Anunoby, and you have Julius Randle, and obviously you have Jalen Brunson, Dante DiVincenzo, Josh Hart. Like, this guy's got to play defense. This guy's got to pass the ball a little bit, get boards. Like, I don't really see him having that big of a role. And I think he's easily replaceable. Thanks for the call, Kyle. 888-808-1019. Udonis Haslam? That's what I'm like. I don't know what that means, bro. Udonis? Udonis is the OG on the bench for the Miami Heat. He's doing podcasts now. He had no role. His role was to be this, like, elder statesman that, like, kept the Heat culture. Nah, I don't know. Mitchell Robinson, maybe they make a move and get another guy, but I don't think they're going to overpay for iHeart. If iHeart wants to take less money, then I guess he can stay and they can run it back and keep the group together with the last Infinity Stone. And I'll speak on the Mikal Bridges thing again if anybody didn't catch my take on it. I'm a Nets fan, unfortunately, but I was elated when I got that news because Mikal Bridges is soft. Mikal Bridges is a guy that did not want to lead the Brooklyn Nets. Like, they traded for him thinking he could be. I don't know why the hell they thought that. I thought, you know, that the Brooklyn Nets were just keeping him hostage. And that was the running joke. But that's literally what I'm like. It's so clear that this guy wants to play with his buddies. He's in New York. It's torture for him. I remember watching this run, and I'm like, the Knicks could use a Mikal Bridges right now. And those three guys are having so much fun together. Yo, free that man. And they did. And my whole take on it was like, I felt like the Nets fleeced him for picks just so they could have a reunion. This is not an all-star. This is not a guy that's going to dominate. Yeah, I get the whole chemistry thing. I get the whole friendship thing. But all those picks, obviously I was mad at the Nets because they passed. Houston was trying to get Mikal Bridges. So the Knicks did better than the offer that Houston gave. Sean Marks had to say yes because Mikal Bridges, damn near from what we heard, requested it. You know, was making it seem like he only wanted to go there. Good, good. It is going to set up a dynamic in this city for the next decade. It is going to set up a narrative in this city for the next decade. The future is now for the Knicks. The Knicks have to win right now. And the Nets can build their future. Where, like, what we just saw, like, the Nets don't have to do the jump in front of the line, take a shortcut, get the superstar, KD, Kyrie, Harden thing. Learn, because you did that trying to get Kevin Garnett, Paul Pierce. You know what I'm saying? There's no reason for the championship teams in the NBA, for the most part, are drafted. At least the core of the team, like the Celtics, drafted their guys. Jason Tatum, Jaylen Brown. The Nuggets drafted Nikola Jokic, Jamal Murray, Michael Porter Jr. The Warriors drafted, like, I don't even have to go through that. Like, you draft, develop and keep your guys and pay your guys, and then you add a couple pieces, a couple role players to fill out the roster. Like the Celtics added Kristaps Porzingis, a Drew Holiday, and Al Horford. Here we go. 888-808-1019. I think the Knicks are a lot better. I think the Knicks were already good. I think they're a lot better. But that's in theory. A lot of you guys get so fast forwarded in your mind to what you're sure of is going to happen. Dame and Giannis were supposed to win the finals this year. What happened to them? It doesn't work like that. Guys got to stay healthy. It's a long road. Nobody knows. And I don't care what you think about the Nets either. Oh, the Nets are going to tank. The Nets are going to be terrible. So what? They were terrible last year. So what? At least you have some hope. At least you have a direction now. And at least you know. Sean Marks, this is his last chance. This is his last dance. You got a last dance here, Sean Marks. How long you think you're going to be the GM? This is your last chance to put it together. And the Brooklyn Nets today announced that Nick Claxton is down. He's staying. Homegrown talent. 100 mil. And he posted something on his Instagram today that I thought was a shot at Brooklyn Bridges. He literally posted. He could post a picture of anything. Anything in Brooklyn. He could post the Brooklyn logo. He could post any. He took a picture of the Brooklyn Bridge, put it on his Instagram, and said, I know who I am. He's a Brooklyn Net. 888-808-1019. So the Nets are looking at Cam Thomas and Nick Claxton and the future. And obviously the Knicks right now have Jalen Brunson and Julius Randle and OG, and we'll see about iHeart, but I don't think you need him. I don't think this team takes that much of a... I don't think they take a step back at all, with or without him. You got Mikal Bridges now. You got OG signed now. Randle, like, you know, Knicks fans were celebrating in January like they were, you know, were going to the finals. Here we are in June. We'll see. We shall see. All right, back to the Yankees conversation, back to the Mets conversation. Again, as much as I'm a Mets fan hater, I don't hate on the Mets team. I'm a baseball fan. I can look at this team of these guys that have come together. I can look at this lineup, how they figured it out with Lindor leading off. How, like I said, this lineup is hell for opposing pitchers because it never ends. You think you're getting to the bottom of the order. Here comes Harrison Bader. I mean, Jeff McNeil hasn't been great, but like he's a former batting champ. You got to be careful with him. Here's Mark Vientos, who's been hitting the ball. Man, the Mark Vientos story about his dad and about, like, I don't know if you guys caught that or if you already knew that, but I just feel, like, really happy for the guy. You know, Mark Vientos, his dad, his father, Charles, grew up a Mets fan in Washington Heights. And, you know, obviously they're showing the picture of Mark Vientos as a kid. Said he wore number 5 in travel ball. Favorite player was David Wright. And he's playing third base like David Wright. He's playing in the Subway Series. He homered twice. Like, that type of stuff, man. You can hate the Mets. You can hate the Yankees. Like, if you can't enjoy that, then I don't know if you can enjoy sports. 888-808-1019. That's a great Universe Never Unconnect story. Father and son story. Homegrown. You know, like, right here, New York type story. So, good for Vientos having a good series. And good for the Mets punching Lil Bro now, right? Can't even say Big Bro. You know, punching up. But, like, no, like, they score so many runs on the Yankees. It wasn't even close. And those games were over. And they were embarrassing. Bob is in Queens. Bob, you're on the fan.
What's up? So, my point about the Yankees, I'm a big-time Yankee fan. It's like you have... If you have Anthony Volpe, Stone, and Judge, top 3 gonna hit, then why pitch any of them? Just have 4-9 pitch, try to like the top 3 walk them, and the rest of the 4-9 just walk them.
Jose Barrios and the Blue Jays do that over the weekend.
Yeah, but it is Cashman's fault that this is what he's doing.
It's not Cashman's fault entirely. If you want to blame Cashman for building this roster and this roster now looks super weak, then yeah. But like, did he know that Giancarlo Stanton was gonna tweak his hamstring rounding third? Did he know Anthony Rizzo was gonna run, you know, through first base in Boston and you know, fall at his arm?
They have backup players just in case the players get hurt.
They have backup players. They're just not good.
But they're
players.
Not good. They're like the Jamon Jones, Trent Bisham, they're horrible. Get rid of them.
This is Major League Baseball. Like, teams don't just have that much depth. I mean, the New York Yankees, you expect them to, yeah. And that's why this trade deadline's coming. They know for a fact now this isn't good enough.
They should go for Josh Bell. I think it's a good fit if they try to get him.
Sure. Josh Bell, Christian Walker. Oh, yeah. No one's talking about trading for Pete Alonso anymore. Thanks for the call, Bob. 888-808-1019. You guys are quick to blame Brian Cashman. Brian Cashman doesn't play. You guys are quick to blame Cashman, but it's like, yo, can we call a spade a spade? Guys are hurt and underperforming. The only guy healthy and overperforming is Aaron Judge. Soto's been all right, but they cooled him off. So if you want to be mad at the Yankees for something, be mad that this month of June came. And I was on the fan screaming since April about the gauntlet. We got to stack wins. Good, stack wins, because June's going to be a gauntlet. And when we get into the biggest series of the year against the Dodgers, the rain delay happens before that in the Twins series. They take Juan Soto out. He expresses he's got inflammation in his arm, and they completely shut him down for the Dodgers series. I feel like that cooled him off. I feel like that might have even pissed him off. In a way where it's like, obviously, you know, he knows they're looking out for him, but he's like, yo, I want to play. And I was rolling, and you take me out for that series, and now I got to get back going. I didn't need 3 days off. I told you it didn't hurt when I swung and when I threw. But listen, Gleyber Torres has been terrible. DJ LeMahieu is batting 178. He's a former batting champ. I just told you Verdugo was in an 0-for-22 slide. It was like Verdugo had returned to Fenway circled on his calendar, and he went there, and he went legend. And then he went off, quietly. Not off like, you know, like then he just turned the lights off. And he woke up a little bit today, so let's hope that he can find it in Toronto. Ben Rice is a whole rookie, bro. I don't know what you guys are expecting out of him. Oswaldo Cabrera, They don't love him. They don't keep him in the lineup enough. He had a hit today. He had a hit where I was like, oh, I don't know how far it was, but I'm like, if that's in Yankee Stadium, that one's going short porch. But yeah, this is what they have. This is again the Yankees banking on guys who have been sketchy in the recent history and hoping, Gleyber Torres, walk year, he'll ball out. DJ LeMahieu, if he's healthy, you know, Sean Casey was here last year and got something out of him at the end of the year last year. If he's healthy, he's DJ LeMahieu. We got to go off the back of the baseball card. No. No, you don't. Okay. Guys are getting hurt. Guys are ineffective in the infield. JD Davis becomes available. I remember saying, I think JD Davis and Jose Abreu became available in like the same week. And I was like, who you guys want? Jokingly. Not actually thinking they would go and get JD Davis via trade, and they did. I think Abreu just got released. Maybe, I forget if JD Davis hit waivers or not, but like, what are we expecting out of JD Davis? I think I had a couple bets on him to homer just because everybody was saying it, but I didn't put more than like $5, $10 on that. This guy hadn't played in a week. He needs time to get going. But you know what? This is baseball. It's a hard game. It's going to humble you, man. Jose's in Corona, New York. Jose, you're on the Fan.
Hey, don't keep those a pressure. Before I touch on the Yankees, I just want to give you a couple of thanks here. I know you're a Jersey guy, and I got an email from Trent Thunder. I don't know if you know Willie Mays started his career in Jersey with the Trenton Giants that at the time were the AA affiliate of the Giants. And they're going to retire on July 20th. He's number 12.
Oh, wow.
I didn't know that. He was number 12. Yeah, he came from the Negro Leagues and the Birmingham Black Barons to the Trenton Giants in 1950. He hit .353 with them. So they're going to honor him on July 20th in Trenton. You know, there used to be the AA affiliate of the
Yankees. Yeah, I know. I've been on the field.
Remember that, right?
Yeah, I've been there, Trenton Thunder.
Yeah, now I think there's a collegiate league, like a development league. But they're going to retire Willie Mays, number 12.
Good.
On July 20th.
The Mets honor Willie Mays tonight. Good. I'm all for all that.
Yeah, just a little note. And quickly, before I get on the Yankees, we're talking about the Nets and Knicks making the trade. The first trade that was offered back in 76, when the Nets came into, I'm a Nets fan like yourself. I'm a Nets fan from the ABA. And the first, the Nets had to pay the Knicks at that time, $6 million in indemnization because they were going into the TV rights, you know, into their area. And the Nets offered Dr. J instead of the money. And that was the biggest mistake the Knicks did. The Knicks didn't, they wanted the cash. So the Nets sold Dr. J to the 76ers
for
that amount. Yeah.
Thanks for the call, Jose. I know the story. We just don't have a lot of time tonight. I'm done in like 30 minutes. Vincent is in Manalapan on the Fan in New York. Go for it, Vince.
And the 2-1 to Mark Vientos. It hit the deep left field. There goes Judge at the wall. It's out of here! A 2-run homer off Gerrit Cole.
That's a really good Gary Cohen impression, actually. That was really spot on.
Thank you.
Good job. That's all you wanted to do? Gotta do better than that. I guess that's a troll. It's a good troll job. That's a good impression. Doesn't bother me any. I just was giving Mark Vientos his props. Shout out to Charles Vientos, Washington Heights. It's New York. One of us. I'm not mad at it. I saw Salicata walk back his take on Mark Vientos. And that's something I appreciate with Sal. He'll be wrong, but he'll come out and say, I was dead wrong. He said, I was dead wrong. Mark Vientos can mash. Yeah, good job. Good Gary Cohen impression. Let's go to Dan and Belmar on the Fan. What's up, Dan?
Hey, what's going on, Keith?
Not too much.
I don't want to talk about the games too much. They were kind of routes. I won't get into that. But I'm curious your take on the Gary Cohen SNY versus, you know, yes drama that's been going on. Seems like Michael Kay kind of you know, brought that upon himself when maybe you're in the business, you know how it is, you read ads. Maybe Kay should have, you know, kept to himself on that one, it seems like.
Shout out to the Kayster, that's my guy. I saw Kayster in Legends on Saturday for the Braves game with his family. I actually was driving to City Field Tuesday when Kayster started off saying, like, this might get me in trouble. And I'm like, wait. And they're like, I'm listening to the Kayster talk about it. He's like, this might get me in trouble. And then he goes on to talk about the ads and them saying best booth in baseball. Now, I forget what publication it was, but, like, someone did actually, like, give them the title best booth in baseball. Like, it was either voted on or someone wrote about it. Like, they did some type of survey. I remember seeing that last year.
Yeah, I remember there being, like, an Athletic survey about it, I think. It might have been the Athletic. And I think the Mets were, like, number two, maybe, and the Yankees were up there. They weren't anywhere close to two.
Michael Kay is still trending on my Twitter, and he was trending today because, of course, he had something to say about it, and he can. Like, if he feels like he's the best, you should. Like, if you're in any type of field business industry and you have competitors and peers, and especially when there's ads running and stuff like that, I have no problem with the Kayster saying what he said. He thinks he's the best. But there's definitely Yankee fans that don't agree, and I know Mets fans don't agree because I saw all on Twitter, oh, can't believe Michael Kay said this. Michael Kay so lame, insecure. But, like, all of this stuff goes with this rivalry. All of this stuff goes with New York versus New York. All of this stuff falls into the fans versus the fans, the team versus the team, the ballpark versus the ballpark, the food versus the food. Who's got the better this, that, and the other? And it's subjective. And obviously, you're going to lean towards who you like. Gary Keith and Rom better be good. With all the shenanigans the Mets pulled, Gary Keith and Rom, they better be good. I remember early in the year, I think there was there a rain delay or there was something going on where Gary just looked disinterested and they caught him on camera and that kind of got picked up by national outlets. He said something like, oh, you know, it seems like the season's over. I forget. This is when the Mets were struggling early and I think there was something going on, some kind of rain delay. And I remember saying, like, only Mother Nature can save them. And Gary, I think, wanted to go home or something like that. They're good. And SNY is great. If you watch the Mets games and you watch the camera work, the graphics, the shots of the fans, SNY is good. It's top notch. But I have no problem with Michael Kay saying he thinks he's the best. And then even doubling down on it today with the, this is the best rain in baseball. It's fun. Some of you guys take this stuff way too serious. And, like, I like that it wasn't just me on Twitter. And, like, the thing is, Twitter to me is not real. I'm a former social media manager. Before any of y'all heard me on the radio, I was doing social media for MTV, an account with over 1 million followers. Like, I did social media for Fubo TV, Roc Nation. I've told you guys this. So, like, I just have a different vantage point of the internet, of Twitter, Instagram, the fodder, the back and forth banter. Like, I was leaning into it. I was on NBC Sports Final Sunday, and the way that I first mentioned it, I took a selfie outside of 30 Rock, and I was like, Mets fans under 40 haven't seen their team win anything, so they treat the Subway Series like the World Series. More of that coming up on NBC4 New York. That wasn't what we talked about at all, but on Twitter, you can write anything and people will believe it. On Twitter, you can troll. You can be whoever you want. I choose to be myself. It works for me. I was able to get to WFAN and build a Twitter following. But I saw so many people get butthurt over the New York Post video, which was a 7-second video from probably 30 minutes of New York Post Sports filming at the Bleacher Creature tailgate, which we used to do by the marina. This year, we did it right outside the front gates, and it was great. I had a blast, man. I had a good time, and I was in one of the videos. And it's funny because I know the people that were doing the content. They literally text me, where are you at? I sent them a picture where I'm at. But I was like, yo, get the creatures on camera. Put the gang on. Put my guys on. I'm always on camera. I'm on the YES Network. I'm on MLB Network. I was just on NBC Sunday night. Like, I don't need to be on anybody's camera. I'm not trying to be seen like that. I have my own radio show on WFAN. Get some of the homies on so they can get some light. They can get some shine. But they're not dumb, right? They use the clip with me in it. And to clear that up for people that don't get it, because the internet is hilarious. People helicopter in. Like, all this Hawk Tua stuff is just, like, pissing me off because I'm like, it's just so dumb. The internet makes anybody famous, and then people run with this nonsense. It's just, like, the dumbest level of things. It's just non-intelligent, whatever. But the video of me saying, Mets fans suck, Mets fans suck, I guess people think that, like, I just walk around chanting, Mets fans suck. No. If you ever go to Yankee Stadium, and mark my words with this, go to Yankee Stadium when the Mets aren't playing. Go sit in 203. We have chants for everything that the Yankees do sound-wise in that building. So when it goes, doom, doom, ch, Mets fans suck, Mets fans suck. Like, we didn't make that up to do in the parking lot and be on New York Post Sports, but I was on my phone trying to buy tickets or something, probably putting in bets, you know, trying to find a cheap ticket on TickPick. I'm not Big Show Bob. I'm out in the literal parking lot with the regular fans. And so many people, oh, Keith McPherson so cringe. Oh, look at Keith McPherson leading the pack. Oh, Keith McPherson says Mets fans suck. Yeah, it's childish. It's innocent. No Mets fans were harmed during the filming of that video. And we did plenty of chants. We did Yankees, baseball. We don't really do Let's Go Yankees. But I'm like, wow, look at how many people are upset on their phones getting a thumb workout over a video. Great. My followers are just going up off that because that video starts to get views and trend and people are adding Keith McPherson. And I didn't even acknowledge it two nights ago because I was at the game watching the game. I doubled down on it today because I'm like, oh, people are really upset about this video of me with the guy saying Mets fans suck. I'm like, let me add to it. And I added the next part, which was literally just the crew. So it's fun. You guys got to realize we are grown-ass men watching other grown men play baseball, betting on it, spending ridiculous amounts of money to go watch them play. They get paid a ridiculous amount of money. It's fun. This is New York. There's crazier things going on right around you. Madness going on right around you. It's not that serious, a rivalry between the Mets and the Yankees, but we can enjoy it. It's summertime. That's what we're supposed to do. 888-808-1019. Call me up if you want to get a word in on the ass-whooping that the Yankees took in Queens. If you want to say anything about the Knicks trade with the Nets getting Mikal Bridges and giving up all those future picks or bringing back OG Anunoby, or if you watched the NBA draft tonight and saw them get Pacome Diate, like, I don't know. That's another thing. These guys, I have no idea who some of these guys are in the draft coming from overseas. I don't even know some of the Americans coming out of college. So, wasn't really checking for that. Watched it a little bit during the rain delay, 90-minute rain delay. Hopefully, you had fun if you were at Citi Field getting rained on. I'm glad. I was like, nah, I saw the weather. I'm like, I left a free ticket and free parking on the table tonight. I'm like, I'm not going all the way out there in the rain. KM to 2 a.m. We'll be right back.
Manning takes the knee and the New York Giants are the Super Bowl 42 champions.
When this happened, you talked about it on The Fan.
They knock off the mighty Patriots 17-14.
When New York sports happens, talk about it here. The Fan, 101.9 FM, and always live on the free Odyssey app.
And we're back. We've got like 20 minutes here. Keith McPherson on The Fan. Subway Series ends. Two games in Queens, and the Mets do what they got to do. They dominate. They smack the Yankees. It was never close. It was never really like, even when Judge hit the Grand Slam, it was like, whatever. They dominated. They're on a run right now, and it's not a coincidence, and it doesn't seem fluky either. Like, I'm not going to get on The Fan and be the type to be like I see a lot of Yankee fans like, oh, this is their World Series. I think I jokingly went into it saying that they treat it like the World Series. It is for some. But this is not the Mets World Series because the Mets have figured a few things out. And this lineup looks sustainable. It looks like this lineup is not going to just, unless they're, you know, hit with injuries, I think that their schedule's favorable. I think they can continue to win, get their heads above water, be well above 500. I'm not saying that they're going to be a postseason team yet. I'm not saying that they're going to be, I'm not saying that they're going to be scoring double-digit runs like they are, but like I don't think this is a fluke. I don't think this is a fluky thing. They dominated the Yankees. And yes, the Yankees are hurt, but like the Yankees had their two best pitchers on the mound. You can't make excuses. Like, I think a lot of Yankee fans got to look at the organization, look at the team, and just call a spade a spade. The Yankees are judging Soto. And Volpe's got another hit streak. But other than that, there's a lot to be desired with this team. And it's a long season. Do I still think the Yankees can win the World Series? Hell yeah. But there's a lot of work to be done. They got to tighten up. 888-808-1019. Back to the phone we go. Actually, before we go back to the phone, I had a thought. As I was looking at my notes, I'm like, damn, this was step right up and meet the Mets week on the Fan. I should have known. We had Gary Cohen on. We had Keith Hernandez on. We had Ron Darling on. We had Mike Piazza on. We had David Wright on. We had Matt Harvey on. We had Howie Rose on. Who am I forgetting? They were live from the Cadillac Club. I'm like, all right, next month, July 23rd, July 24th, I'm reaching out to all my Yankee contacts. And when I'm on, they're on. And like I said, I'm not Big Show Bob, so I won't be on during the day and I won't get a live show. Maybe I can. Maybe I'll reach out to the folks at the Hard Rock Yankee Stadium and I'll set up in there, see if they'll stay open till 2 a.m. We got to start doing some of those, especially in the postseason. Yeah, I expect the Yankees to be in the postseason. They might win the division. They might be a wild card, but I expect them to be in the postseason. I'm like, this is the home of the New York Yankees. But it was Mets week on the Fan. Good grief. Travis is in Queens. Travis, you're on the Fan. You got it.
Hey, what's going on? I'm going back to the hatred of the Mets and the hatred of the Yankees. I saw a clip of Jeter being interviewed and talking about all the Yankees hate the Mets. And it comes down to this. All they thought about is they're the Mets. It's not a disrespect. It's just not a respect. They're inconsequential. They can take their little two-game Subway Series. They can call two games in a row a sweep. They can do whatever they want there. They will forever be the little brother.
Yeah, yeah.
So they can take their little wins.
That's how a lot of guys feel. And I mean, the captain is like, yeah, like they're a non-threat, non-factor. Always looked at them as like it's just the Mets.
Yeah, that's it. And for him to put it that way, it said 1,000, like everything else he's ever said in his career. 2-3 sentences saying 1,000 words. They're the Mets.
Yeah.
They don't matter.
And these Mets fans always talk about that 2015 World Series. They never talk about the 2000 World Series. I'm like, you lost both, but there's one loss that you hold on to because it was more recent.
Yeah, exactly. Have a good night, man.
Thanks for the call, Travis. 888-808-1019. Good. I don't want the Yankee universe crumbling. Like, that's what the Met fan was doing in April and May. We just know we got to lock in, get right, get healthy again. And Cashman's got to ace this test at the deadline, which is in front of you, right? This is eerily similar to 2022. You know, I just said the Mets took two in Citi Field in 2022, but they were close games. They weren't blowouts like these. But, like, this happening now is the perfect timing. Because instead of being fooled, thinking that this team has what it needs, this team, like, nope, there's a ton of things that need fixing. There's a ton of things that need improvement. And I think that the Yankees are going to go out there and be greedy and try and get it done. Let's go to Dylan out on Long Island. What's up, Dylan?
Hey, Keith. Big fan of the show, man. Big Yankee fan. Just a question for you. I know we're all saying, obviously, you know, it's not doom and gloom, it's June, but how are we getting out of this, man? This is brutal. I was in the building last night, and we just got destroyed.
Yeah, it sucks. What it is like when your starting pitchers get chased off the mound, that hasn't been the case. The starting pitchers have been going, you know, they had a record of going four innings. The starting pitchers have been solid all year, but eventually it comes back down to earth. And this isn't the lineup. You know, we were ranting and raving about how the Yankees had a consistent lineup, how it was the same guys, how it was a balanced lineup. This isn't the case anymore. You got injuries. We don't have Stanton. And I think this should make Yankee fans appreciate Giancarlo Stanton again. He seems to be hated on and then, you know, not appreciated. But Like, I think I just saw Josh Isaac from the Yes Network send a tweet to Brandon Tierney and say, what's the Yankees record without Giancarlo Stanton? And when you actually think about it, like,
can't be good.
It's not good. It's not good. And even yeah. those games this year where, you know, it might be getaway day and Judge is the DH and they sit Stanton. And then obviously the last three games without Giancarlo Stanton, they lost to the Braves on Sunday. They lost two here to the Mets. Like, Stanton, as much as Yankee fans want to drag him and talk down on him, he's an important part of this lineup and team. Gleyber Torres, like, I don't know, maybe, you know, the look that I saw on Gleyber Torres' face, I'm just tired of seeing that puppy dog look on his face. He's a grown man, you know. He's got his whole entire life on the line right now. Snap out of it. Like, if that guy, like, he's got to get right this weekend. They're going to put him back in there. They literally need him. He's got to snap out of it and be a dog again. Verdugo, where my dog's at? Like, nobody's barking now because Verdugo just went 0 for 22. Like, snap out of it and play. Baseball is, I mean, I love the game. I just love the game because it's not like the NBA. It's not like football. You have a bad month in football, your season's over. They had a bad month of June, and they just got to look each other in the faces, and similar to the Mets did. They called a team meeting. They held each other accountable, and now every day they go out their business with an intention of trying to compete and trying to win and not just going through the motions.
Yeah, I mean, it seems like at this point it's like they're one big hit away from one of those 4-9 guys of just breaking through. Like, because Judge is amazing. He's going to keep doing what he's doing. If one of these 4-9 guys can come up with a big hit, it seems like it might just let everyone breathe a little bit.
They have to. That's baseball, passing the baton. Man, back-to-back nights. Like, back-to-back nights, I knew the games were over because they loaded the bases, right? Back-to-back nights. Mm-hmm. They load the bases in the first. They have a chance to do what they've done, which is score in the first inning. They have a chance to get some momentum, draw first blood, and they can't. They had bases loaded, no outs, and then they had bases loaded, one out, and they couldn't cash in. I knew that. I'm like, if you can't get that done, you don't stand a chance. It was offered to you right there.
No doubt. Those at bats too are just pathetic with the bases loaded. Pathetic at bats. No outs.
Absolutely brutal on the road in Queens. You have your fans there. You have the crosstown rival fans there. They hand it to you on a silver platter, and you can't make them pay right away.
Yep.
Not good enough, and not the way that they were playing for the first couple months of the season. They'll figure it out. They'll snap back into it. But, man, they got humbled, and all you can hope for is that, you know, it's a lesson, and they go through this, and they don't go through it again for the rest of the season.
Yeah, no doubt. Thanks for taking my call, Keith.
Thanks for the call, Dylan. 888-808-1019. You know, I'll say this again, right? Like, when this happened to the Yankees in 2022, and it was August, it was after the deadline. This is the team. You know, guys were hurt. We're waiting for Matt Carpenter to come back and save the day. This bullpen is trash can. Garbaggio. Like, in the game today, before the rain delay, they go Caleb Ferguson. He puts runners on. Rain delay happens, and Kaster comes back, and he says something along the lines of, like, they went to Caleb Ferguson knowing the rain was coming, and they wanted to save Yoenis Gomez. How'd that work out? Gomez goes in there and gives it up completely, gets rotten. Didn't have it. That Grimace power is a thing, man. Good. Like that's what I was telling y'all right away, embrace it. I remember being in here that night. Marco was here. Marco looked it up. He was like, it was Grimace's birthday. I'm like, what the hell? But, like, sometimes you need some type of cosmic mojo energy that came out of nowhere. Like, the Grimazin Mets. I saw Zoo write the Grimazin Mets. Shout out to Big Zoo. Zoo found me in the stadium yesterday, in the ballpark yesterday. Man, shout out to, like, I get love in Yankee Stadium. Obviously, I'm a Yankee fan, and I've been doing Yankee content since I was in the fan cave in 2014. That's obvious. But, like, for people to stop me in Citi Field and pull me to the side and ask for a picture, or say they listen to the show. And, you know, a lot of people, like, I hate when you get on my Mets, or I hate that you're such a big Yankee fan, but, like, I like your show. You do a good job. Like, I wasn't expecting that. I was on high alert. I was going to enemy territory, like, hey, head on a swivel. You never know, because it's a public place. And the Subway Series people act crazy. I remember in 2021, I saw like 3 or 4 fights. I saw girls fighting in 2021. But that was also a different time coming out of the pandemic. I saw these girls fighting. They were just fighting over nonsense. One was wearing a Yankee hat. One was wearing a Mets hat. And one of the girls was with her man, like with her boyfriend. And the one girl I could tell knew baseball and the other girl didn't. And the one girl was just yapping, the girl with the Yankee hat. And the girl with the Mets hat didn't like her yapping and not knowing what she was talking about. She turned around and said something to her. Then the girl with the Yankee hat threw a drink on her next time. I'm like, I left the section. I'm like, I don't even want to be around this. I saw somebody got cuffed in the Clover Club today. Somebody got, I saw Barstool posted it. Barstool posted a video where you're watching the game. It's late in the game. And it's seventh inning. And you just see police. And you see a guy in handcuffs, hands behind his back, being escorted through the Clover Club, the you know, like legends in Citi Field. People don't know how to act, man. I saw the video of the guy. There's water leaking down from the ballpark from the second deck, and this guy's just basking in it. Yeah, I wasn't going at night. Like I said, I left free parking and a free ticket on the table tonight. I'm glad I went Tuesday. Even though they got whooped, it's fun, yo. I'm aging out. You know, today I elected to take care of my son. You know, so my wife didn't have to rush home. And I always try and alternate. You know, once upon a time I wasn't married. Once upon a time I didn't have a kid. So I was at the stadium whenever. But like now I have to balance. And it's like, okay, if I go to Queens on Tuesday, I'm not going to double up even if I have the opportunity to go. But I realized, like, even looking at my son now, my son's walking and talking. I'm like, pretty soon he's going to want to go to the game. And I'm not going to be able to be in the parking lot tailgating. I'm going to have to, you know, be daddy and hold his hand and walk him around. And we're probably just going straight to suites or luxury seats. I'm aging out. I'm aging out. You young boys, enjoy it. I was telling the young creatures, man, enjoy it. And my guy CJ and some of the guys, it's funny because they started their Yankee podcast and brand and called it the Four Line. And so whenever I see Darren Meenan, he like goes out of his way to be like, oh, Four Line guys, what's up? Like literally, you know, jack my whole swag. Swagger Jackers, copy my whole style with the 7 Line. But, you know, the Four Line kids, which we obviously don't call it the Four Line, it's the Four Train. But whatever, you know, they're trying to make a little Yankee brand. I see their just young energy, and they said this is their favorite day of the year. And I thought about it, and I'm like, yeah, you guys are young. You guys are yelling. You guys are fired up. You guys like to heckle. You guys like to give it to Mets fans. So coming to their ballpark should be your favorite day of the year because you're in enemy territory. And, you know, it is fun. It is fun. As long as people are respectful, which most people are disrespectful. Definitely the creatures. I'm not going to lie. I'm not going to hold you. The creatures, they're disrespectful. But that's their MO. The creatures that I know, the OGs, the stories from the past. This is a PG-13 group of creatures now. But it's fun, man. As long as people keep their hands to themselves, chill with some of the profanity or whatnot, you should go to these games. You should root for the Yankees if you're a Yankee fan, Mets fan, root for the Mets. And then you give it up. You tip your cap. You know, somebody just said to me on Twitter, you were talking a lot of trash before the series. Yeah, in hopes that Gerrit Cole was going to show up, in hopes that Luis Gil was going to be himself, in hopes that... Hope week's over for the Yankees. They got rocked, and we all got to just deal with that. And you know what? You don't have long to deal with it because 7:05 in Toronto, you got another series against a team in your division. It's a 4-game set. Last call of the night goes to Matt in Seaside Park. What's up, Matt? You're on the Fan.
Hey, Keith. How you doing?
I'm good, man. I had a good time these last couple of days, even though the Yankees look the worst they've looked all season.
Yeah, man, it was miserable. You know, getting right into it, a lot of the questions were answered in the past 20 minutes that I wanted to ask. You know, obviously a lot of injuries contributed to this lineup. I guess my main question would be, you know, let's put you in the shoes of Brian Cashman. You know, what are we doing at this deadline? How many, there's seems like a lot of holes. What can we do to fix it here?
Man, I'm looking for bats. I know they need arms, but now I'm concerned that the bottom of the order is not good enough. Now I need bats in that bottom of the order. So I'm looking for corner infielders. I'm looking for a first baseman, bat. I'm looking for a third baseman, bat. It's funny because they already traded for John Birdie and J.D. Davis in this season, and neither one of them, I don't think either one of them are going to be a factor. But maybe they rest on that. I hope they don't. I'm checking for first baseman, third baseman. Bullpen, we're about to see Scott Efris come back. And, you know, the bullpen is fluid, evolving, ever-changing. I think they'll figure that out. But I expect them to get a power pitcher. I expect them to have somebody over here that throws hard, and then maybe another guy. Two bullpen arms, two infielders, and, I mean, they might go catcher, too. They might give you a defensive catcher. They might not want to go with Trevino. Trevino got ran on again. I was in City Field. I'm like, yep, they're running on him again on Tuesday. They might get greedy, or they might not do any of that. They might say, hey, well, you know, the offers weren't there. I know Cashman loves to say stuff like, oh, you know, we weren't going to make a deal just to make a deal. We were not going to get, you know, fleeced. Like, they can't give up some of these top prospects because that's their future. That's how they get the payroll down with some of these kids. So, I don't know. If it's me, though, first base is a problem. I can't bank on Anthony Rizzo coming back and being the guy, but they probably will leave it alone. Maybe they'll get a third baseman utility type guy, a guy that can play third, maybe a guy that plays second, because I can't bank on DJ LeMahieu and Gleyber Torres either.
Exactly, man. And, you know, getting into that bullpen, you know, the past two games, there's been three guys that pitched, the Hill guy being one of them. Guys that I know this roster from the top to the bottom, guys that I've never even heard of going into these games. So, you know, hopefully we can figure it out on both sections.
Hopefully
and
it's not for long, know. You know. I'm like, how the hell did we get to the point where they're showing on Yes Network the bullpen, and it's like Tim Hill, Phil Bickford, Yoandrys Gomez. I'm like, what the hell?
Yeah, no idea who these guys were. I watch every single night. It's just, what are we doing here? So, you know, hopefully we can figure it out and, you know, get to that deadline with, you know, still being up 20 games and, you know, trying to figure it out from there.
Yes, sir. Thanks for the call, Matt. Thank God the Yankees built a little bit of a cushion. We're at the halfway mark. If the season ended today, the Yankees would be 104-60. Oh, man. That math isn't correct. I'm tired. The Yankees would be... No, they're 52-30. So that's 82 games. We're one game over the halfway point. That's why my math is off. I got to go to bed. I think when the Yankees total came out, I had them around 93, 94 wins, not winning 100 games. Knowing that there would be a bump in the road, knowing that there would be some type of snag, and honestly, I've been fearing, I don't know. I've been telling y'all, man, didn't want to be right about it, but I know I was doing shows saying, yo, good thing we're sweeping these teams, we're stacking wins, because June is going to be a gauntlet. And if you're a Yankee fan, just go. Look at this month of June. We just lost four series in a row, got swept by the Mets. Dodgers came in and smacked us. C-Max coming up next. Don't go anywhere. You're listening to The Fan. I'm out.
Sports Radio 101.